let's lead off with a new trade agreement that Illinois farmers are cheering after a difficult 2019. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert says the new U.S. trade agreement with Canada and Mexico will make two of the state's top export markets even stronger.
We're just ecstatic between corn and dairy products, fruits and vegetables, cheeses, you name it. We'll send it to Mexico and our Canada.
Illinois farmers exported $2.8 billion in goods to Canada and Mexico last year. Giebert says the Farm Bureau lobbied for the trade deal after what he called a tough year for farmers, due partly to the trade war with China, which has hurt U.S. export markets.
We were really encouraging our legislators and the administration that we need a quick win. Our farmers need to have some light at the end of the tunnel, and this is just a little bit more light.
And Giebert says Illinois dairy farmers could be the biggest winners in the trade agreement.
We really had was getting very, very little into Canada with dairy because of their quota system and what they had in place, and they were just not allowing any U.S. milk or cheese products to get into their marketplace.
Democrats announced they support the proposed trade deal once they secured stronger labor, environmental, and pharmaceutical provisions that could lead to a quick vote on the NAFTA replacement. Congressional Republicans had lobbied for the trade deal for weeks. Central Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood had co-signed a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Monday calling for a vote on the USMCA deal by the end of the year. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.